Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Before we get started, there's a couple things we'd like to ask you to do. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Then follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@ComesNaturalPod.
And after you do that, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And then we'll get the show started right. Cody?
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
My name is Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode. Hello.
Okay, so just to jump right back into the conversation we're having before we hit record, is you guys were making fun of me for being a nerd.
Yeah, which you're a huge nerd.
Is clearly the doing of you two being my friend.
No, mostly Cody. It's all Joe's fault.
Mostly Cody.
Whatever the case may be, yes, I've gotten into much nerdier things
due to Joe,
due to Cody,
due to hanging out with Cody. Both of you equally.
It's Joe's fault.
I'm an accomplice, but you're the main criminal in this case.
Yeah. And so I thought, just because I know it's a super nerd thing to do and I've never done it, so I thought we should do it at least once so I know.
Anal. What,
no. That's super nerdy.
Nope. No. Dungeons and dragons.
Did you stutter on the last part? Dungeons. What was the second one again?
Dragons.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But we'd have to have another person because obviously Cody would probably...
these rules.
It's not a rule. It's just that it'd be more fun because you have to have a dungeon master. That's the person that controls the board.
Can't we just get that done like online? We can just get a certification computer. Or
because one person has to run it.
Yeah.
We'll just let
one person
computer
has to know all the answers. He's the Trebek.
We'll let the computer do it. I'm sure there's got to be an app for it, right?
There actually might be an app for Dungeons and Dragons.
I think there's an app for building your character. Like character sheets, but... Dungeon Master has to tell you the decisions you make. Otherwise, it's just a video game.
Yeah.
We can play video games, too.
But Skyrim is single player.
That's
unless you have it on PC, there's a mod to make it multiplayer. Mods are where you modify the game.
I know. Okay. Fucking...
VHS tape is a form of media.
Oh, cool. You 3D printed a save symbol.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, what... Like you said, it'd be too long to play. Like,
and there's money involved.
Well, like you said, we could do the quick one, which would be like 4 to 6 hours, depending on how.
Every time I see anything or hear any reference, it's just a bunch of nerds hanging around a table playing a game. How's there money involved?
There's books you have to buy.
Oh yeah,
there's dice.
You can print that stuff up online.
I'm pretty sure you still have to pay for it online, unless you're.
Well, no, you can steal it.
Exactly.
Or rent it.
I mean, we'll never do that.
If you want to get official, too, I mean, you have to have the actual boards and everything.
Screen.
I mean, it's
boards?
Literal, yeah, your
this
little
is
figures.
Fucking game.
Little figures.
So you know that game
dice.
You like to play Skyrim?
Yeah.
Yeah, that all has to do with your head?
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all you got. You got papers with your character profiles on them.
Yeah, your character
statues. And you have item inventory lists, you have ability lists, you have to have your own set of dice. A lot involved, man. It's not
it really
just fucking
is.
Coin tosses and
Mm-mm.
controllers.
Mm-mm.
I'm pretty sure it is if we want it to be.
And it's not D&D. Shit. It's garbage.
D&D light.
There's no such thing. Have you seen these
light.
People?
Like,
we could probably get a beginner set.
You're a beginner set.
All right. This sounds like a bad idea already. What else could we do?
I don't know.
What are those? I don't want to play them because they make me mad when I see them. But what are those nerds at the comic book store playing with the cards and stuff?
Well, there's
magic.
Magic?
Yeah, that sounds lame. What is that?
God. Essentially,
you know that basketball game, that wrestling game you play?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it's that
with
but
the cards.
Can I do it on my iPad and then
technically
upgrade?
Yes.
Yes, actually, because they do.
And
have
then
an app.
I can like
I mean, at that point you should play Hearthstone.
If I get like a really good player, like my stats are better.
Your cards, but you have to build your deck.
That does sound exactly like the game I'm playing right now on my iPad.
Yeah, I know it is, because that's exactly where it came from.
We could find the Star Wars. I have some of the Star Wars cards.
Yeah, see, that one seems expensive, because I've seen those nerds blow through tons of money buying that shit.
That one probably would be
especially
expensive.
Especially when I was working at Target, we had like that one little section.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime it was filled up, there was like a bunch of little kids with glasses just... I want this one. Oh, this one sounds good. And then they fucking waste all their money.
That reminds me. I have a Luke Skywalker Dagobah Dagobah Luke Skywalker from that collection. I wonder how much that's worth.
I don't know, but I bet.
Because those fucking nerds would go over all over
Luke Skywalker. So this is what today's episode is. Everyone's going to explain to me what all the nerd games are. What? So that's Magic, the Gathering, right?
Magic the Gathering, yep.
So the whole point is just like the iPad thing. You just have to buy cards to physically have them, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's, whoever invented that's a fucking genius.
Yeah, Wizard of the Coast. They're
huge into that shit.
Yeah.
Man, that's such a good idea. I wish I came up with it.
Yeah, so does like, everybody else.
Oh, this is just a game. These are numbers on the back of it, and the higher these numbers are, the better you do.
Sort of.
And then we just randomly make shit up, and you get to fucking play games.
Because
bullshit.
It's been a while since I've played Magic.
To play Magic?
Yes. I never owned a deck. I never owned a deck.
Did you play Magic then?
I had friends who had decks and stuff.
Gave you the booty cards.
Yeah, so I just play with them, and it's been years since I've played. So I just remember stuff like, you know, mana cards, and then you had to like have like a place, and then you could put characters on that place, if I recall right, and there were certain things that you could tap and stuff. Yeah, like per move. There's a lot of shit that goes into it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did you play Magic?
Yep.
How deep into it were you?
Deep.
Well, you used to play D&D too, right? Yeah. Like you were...
Like a weekend game.
Patton Oswalt level nerd with it.
Yeah. We never dressed up.
Yet.
On Fridays. Yom Kippur. I don't know. It's a thing you're not supposed to do something on. I don't know. That's electronics. Is that what it is? I don't know. Whatever.
Cody, we need this Jewish is vast fans. Knowledge of
I only of know Yom Kippur because of the league. That's literally the only thing I know of. So a starter pack for D&D, the starter set, is $20.
Ugh.
That's what I thought.
Gross.
That's too and it's much ideal money. For four that's to six much. Players. And includes a 64-page adventure book with everything the dungeon master needs to get started. 32-page rule book. 32-page rule book, by the way.
32 pages of rules?
For playing characters level 1 through 5.
I don't even read the conditions on my fucking updates. But the thing is, you expect me to know what 32 pages of rules are?
This is exactly like Skyrim, except Skyrim does all that shit in the background on its own.
Then 5 pre-generated characters with character sheets and 6 dice. Well, yeah, that's why it was so popular.
Yeah.
Because, A, you don't have to worry about other people having their schedules available for you, and you just sit there and play.
Yeah.
And there's werewolves and vampires and dragons.
But all of that is happening behind the scenes in Skyrim. Your character stats, you know, upgrading
stuff.
It's
not even actually in the background. It's literally your skill tree that you build.
Yeah, but I mean, like, everything
else.
When
you do this, and you look at the stars, and it shows all the stuff, and you move, that's what you're doing with the stat sheet. Except for you don't get to just go, I want to work on this. You actually have to roll for it.
Yeah.
Better the roll, better your stat. And then... goes from there, and as you go on, you progress up, and you get experience, and then that levels that up, and then, yeah, it's basically what it is. It's fucking work, man.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun, the way you guys explain it.
It's a lot of work involved.
Why'd you play it for so long?
So much fun.
It doesn't sound fun at all. To be honest, though, Skyrim doesn't sound fun when you explain it, the game to me, but I really dig it now, all of a sudden. You know, like 6 years later.
Six? Really? Six, though?
When did it come out?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
It feels like it's been out for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with Morrowind, though. I
didn't with play what?
Morrowind was dope, though.
Until years after it came out. I got it free with something, like a graphics card or something.
Yeah, I got Skyrim free. So, and then I was like, it was free. I'll play it. Yeah.
It's only 4 years old.
Oh, so 4 years later, I jump into a game.
It's still not bad.
That apparently everybody else in the world knows about, except for, like, me.
Morrowind's pretty old, though, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Morrowind should be super
Oblivion
old.
Oblivion is 2006. Morrowind, 2002.
So I played it probably.
Oblivion was my second favorite until Skyrim came out, and Skyrim was fucking dope, amazing.
Oblivion was that Shadow of Colossus one, right?
No. Oblivion is Elder Scrolls 4? 5?
Oh,
4.
Okay.
Yeah, 4. Morrowind is 3.
Because Morrowind was 3 and then, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. Dragonfall was 2. And then just regular, you know.
What did it start with? Like, what console?
PC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then the Morrowind was the first one to make the to consoles, right?
I think so.
I think it was Morrowind the first one to consoles.
So I remember somebody at the time that it came out, somebody at Best Buy was really into it.
What console? Do you know?
Xbox.
It was, well, Oblivion and
I was Morrowind. Just trying to figure out like what generation.
Oh, Xbox. Yeah. Because I do believe Morrowind, which is Elder Scrolls 3. I believe it was Xbox. Yep, original Xbox.
And then
Oblivion was on the same one, I think, right? Was Oblivion on
the 360? No, I think Oblivion was 360.
Might have been.
Because it looked a lot better than the first.
Morrowind was rough. Xbox 360.
You gonna buy all the expansions to it, Mike?
Probably. Did you get the Game of the Year edition?
No.
Oh yeah, you don't have them then. Because there's Shivering Isles. There's that was Oblivion. What was there? Was
I don't even know. Is there even an online portion to the game at all?
No.
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 Okay.
No. Not like that's World cool. of Warcraft.
Well, no, play. I knew it wasn't like that, but I didn't know if there is any type of online game to it at all.
No.
No, sir. No, sir.
I don't even know what level you can go up to on the game.
I don't know either.
I have no idea like how far into the game I am or I think what.
It's 100.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm what not very far in the game at all. I haven't played.
Well, you won't reach level 100, like unless
you'll need the expansions. You
super
right?
nerd out.
Well, you're gonna need the expansions, right?
No, I don't think so, because you could just sit there and just kill little pigs and stuff, and
no, like
and gain experience that
like South
way.
South Park,
yeah, like South Park, exactly. but you'll never reach. I mean, but then again, that's me. I would
I'll
reach
quit the game
Mac,
way before.
like I will. I will finish a game, and it's like. Oh, well, you can do all these other side quests, and you still haven't reached level, you know, your level cap. And it's like, yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I beat the game, and that's it. I'm done. And I will never go back to it.
Never.
Never. Do you guys replay games that that are single-player storyline? You only play...
I replayed Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
That's the only one I replayed.
That's the only game that you ever replayed? Yeah.
We consider Mario?
No. I mean something that
it takes
you
some time
beat
to
the
beat.
Whole entire game. It's a single story, you know, mission style. It's not like the old NES games where
it's
you're
like not Mario 64?
No.
Infamous. I played through Infamous good
played,
and
like,
bad.
A motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, Mario 64 actually would count. Yeah, I would
Mario
count.
Mario 64 like
so
yeah.
You beat the whole
like
game.
Like a lot.
You beat the whole game and then you went back to the beginning.
Did you max out on stars?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you go up and see Yoshi on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was the lies about Luigi.
Right. I remember those ones. Oh, if you stand bucks. In this corner and you do this jump backwards.
You have to have
and...
exactly 97 stars. 98 doesn't work. 96 isn't enough. You fucking liars.
Right.
Dirty fucking cocksuckers.
I remember because I actually, well, you guys are, I just bought the Wii for Jen so she could play Mario 64. And then I started remembering, like, there was something, like, she couldn't remember, like, where to go. So I just looked it up. And then I was like... Man, I remember, like, so vividly when we had the 64, it was, like, all weekend you'd play, and, like, if you found something, like, you'd, like, remember it, and you'd go and you talk to your friends, be like, hey, I found this. Have you gotten that star? They're like, oh, no, we'll get that one. Oh, and then I figured out how to do this, and they would have to, like, there was no, like, we didn't even have, like, I didn't even have, like no, obviously no cell phones, no internet to, like, look the stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, our like message boards were just going to school, talking to everybody. And there was always that one kid that nobody liked, but he had all the answers to every fucking, like he beat it like 18 times and he was like great at it. And so like, you kind of have to like talk to him for like a day. And then the next day go back and be like, oh, I'm playing Mario 64. You play? No one he played, but you know, you didn't want to just come out and be like, hey, I don't like you, but I know you know where this shit is. Help me out. It's much better now. I much
that's
rather have Google.
God damn it. D&D is so fucking expensive now. There's no way we're fucking playing this game.
Good.
Well, that's why you start with the beginner one. That's why. Because I know the other stuff, like the more advanced
stuff.
The
Sword Quest Adventure Guide? It's $40.
By the way, that's like the guide. That's like the book. That's not pieces or anything.
Jesus Christ.
It probably comes with the, it should come with a board, I would say, but yeah.
Then you can buy the separate event. God damn. That's ridiculous.
Video games are cheaper. Just play video games, kids.
Shit. Use your imagination less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who needs that?
Okay, so you played that and you were real deep into that. How deep were you into Magic?
Balls deep.
Oh, I had like full shot. I had decks, bro. Like boom. What do you want to play? Oh, you water? Boom. I'll kick your ass. Boom.
Oh, there's elements. Right. What does that even mean? Okay.
So, there are elements, yeah. There's elements to the cards. And then you would build a deck with certain strengths. So if someone came at you and be like, oh, what kind of deck you play? Oh, mostly fire. Boom. You know? And you go like, oh, boom, I got stuff to counter that. And be like, I think you don't. And then boom, you kill him. We had my friend Jeff Jimenez. You guys remember Jeff Jimenez?
Yep.
He had a deck called the Squirrel Master.
Oh, yeah.
This thing was so dope. Because by like 5 cards in, he'd have like 50 squirrels on the board. And he'd fucking destroy it with just squirrels. It was amazing. Squirrels.
Squirrels.
I don't understand how that works, but it sounds funny.
It is a fucking hilarious.
It's something that shouldn't be.
You, like, for people who obviously don't aren't able to look at Cody right now, which is everyone, your face is lit up talking about Magic.
It's fucking hilarious.
So much. Like, you're so happy to talk about this right now.
Well, it's also because you look at Magic and you look at the actual cards and the characters or the monsters and stuff, and they're like creepy, dope ass, just gnarly monsters. But the fact that this deck, which I'd never seen him play, but I've heard him play, is just fucking gnarly with just fucking squirrels.
And no other monsters or anything. Just
runs
squirrels.
Over people. It's so just weird. A deck of squirrels. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Fucking squirrels, man.
So how much would Magic cost to play? Like if you wanted to just play casually, like on the weekends and stuff.
Starter packs gonna cost you like 10 or 15 bucks maybe, yeah. I think. And then you can buy
expansion packs. But like you have to buy more to get better, right? Like
yeah, because yeah. The packs are random. So the starter pack only gets you so much and usually it guarantees you a certain amount of Magic, but they're random cards. So you can get complete garbage in a set. Like a starter pack, you get fucked.
But you have cards to start out with.
So but there's no way to get better. Other than just buying new cards, though?
Well, I mean, obviously, you could go online and stuff, buy individual cards that would be better. But yeah, otherwise,
take like, the skill out of it, though?
No.
No, skills of building your deck.
Yeah.
Because you can buy as many cards as you want, but if you don't know how to organize, because you can't have a deck that's like fucking 112 cards long.
No. Right.
You obviously have to know. I mean, and it is random. You know, you do shuffle your decks, so it is random. But what he's saying is that you should have certain amount of monster cards and then elemental, you know, or whatever it's called. I can't remember anymore. The like the mountains and stuff. Is it elemental?
Elements, yeah.
Yeah, element cards and stuff like that. Yeah.
So
you have to know.
I'm expecting like Cody to go apeshit on me, but I never played anything Pokemon, but I remember seeing the cards all the time. Is that
I
the
was
same
past
shit,
the age. Or?
Pokemon is like, it would be like a more, I would say, dumbed down version, but it's a simpler version of.
It's very, very similar.
Of that, but similar, yes.
The same idea. Because
like, you have the monsters, and then you have the upgrades for them, and then you had like the more advanced monsters, you know.
So you weren't there for the.
No.
Pokemon. I was a little older for that, yeah.
I knew people who played it.
Did you like psh, Pokemon losers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and one more question on that. Every time I go to a comic book shop and there's a Magic like tournament thing and they're playing, why does 90% of them smell bad?
Well, because they're disgusting fucking people.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
because there's a type of people.
Do you have to be a disgusting fucking
person? No, see, but you're drawn to that because you can. In Magic, you don't have teams. Like, it's a solo thing. So if you smell bad, it doesn't matter. But see, the thing is, if there's three of you and you all smell bad, you don't ever fucking notice it.
Plus, this is going to be super mean, but the reason why they probably do a lot of tournaments is because they don't have a lot of friends that play it.
So it's
so
like,
They go to these
and
tournaments.
And we're not saying all people who play Magic. I'm just,
no,
from an outsider looking in, I've noticed there's a lot of smelly people.
But
so you're saying like Magic is...
But I'm saying if we were to play it, we would play with each other.
Right.
But if it were just you, obviously...
But if, like, I got into Magic when I was a kid by myself, it was probably because I didn't have other friends.
It could be, yeah. And, yeah. Or you had other friends, but, you know, you didn't have anybody to play with, so you'd go to tournaments. Okay. And that's where you would play.
So if people. I was, like, the one nerd... If I was the one super nerd on my basketball team in high school...
Yeah.
Which I would have been. I would have had to gone to the smelly people's house to play.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
smelly people's house.
Pretty bad to say, but yes.
And cosplayers,
it's like mini Comic Con.
Ugh, gross.
But like
without the comics,
with less women,
less cool shit to look at,
and even the ones that are female.
All right, what else is there?
Are less women.
So I get D&D is super expensive, Magic's expensive, but I understand the premise of it. Where does those little action figures? The little tiny ones at the comic book shop. What are those?
You're still talking about some stuff that's similar to D&D? Because D&D has those Heroclix? Characters.
Yeah.
That's a form of card battle game just with figurines. Mm. Oh, so but the ones you're really cool thinking little... about, which that one comes, those are kind of based after, is like Warhammer.
Yeah.
As well as D&D. Because D&D, you could often get like a character that would be like, I'm an elf, so I have a figurine of an elf.
Yeah.
And if you're super hardcore, you got the character sheet where you could draw in your character. I'm just saying that's a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
How super hardcore were you?
I never drew because I can't draw, but I would get friends who could, and they would draw for me.
This is my elf. It's a stick figure with like little pointy ears and
dumb hat.
Dumb hat. It's all green.
Dumb hat. Fuck you.
It was an amazing hat. Sword. Right. Its name is Link for some reason.
Now don't be dumb. You got to come up with your own name.
Name is Ass for some reason.
Was Zelda.
You guys are jealous.
All right, so that's basically the same thing as like the power. Like, so do you need to buy the figurines for that one or
for Warhammer?
Yeah,
no, but Warhammer is kind of the fun part is having your figurines because you have your army like Risk. You have them all out and be like, oh, okay. And this one is worth like 50 fucking soldiers, and it's pretty fun.
People really get into like painting those things too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's people who have, like, literally that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you pay them to paint a certain type of figurine the way you want.
Because for the most part, they just start out as like blank, little
pewter
silver.
Fucking...
Yeah, pewter.
So,
that's what it is.
With the popularity of like D&D and Magic and then transferring over to like the video games like Skyrim and stuff, how come there hasn't been, or has there been, we'll say like Ninja Turtles version. So like you have the Ninja Turtles and then you have to build up their, like, why is there no like build up like RPGs for like established like characters that other people would like?
All right. So the,
or is there,
there kind of is, there are a lot of like RPG.
Cause I know like the only thing I could think of is Ultimate Avengers that I've played. Where like you had to like continue build up the power or the different moves and stuff like that, but I've never seen anything else. Like you would think like every form of people would have it, like Avengers, X-Men, Ninja Turtles, you know, Spy, like all that stuff.
In some way, shape, or form, there has been. I ran across an article a while ago that told about some pretty shitty games based off of actual TV shows and movies. One of them actually was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it was an RPG board style game that was just so bad that nobody bought it. There was even a He-Man RPG game that this was absolutely hilarious. There were the instruction booklet actually said that you couldn't do some character spells and stuff until you bought the advanced version of the He-Man game, but they never released the advanced version, so you literally had like a gimped version of the He-Man game.
Because this, in my head, this is the first thing I thought, is I want to play Skyrim, but I want to play it in New York City, and I want to be Casey Jones or Mikey.
But in the real reason why I think that you don't see stuff like that is because, A, you're not going to, for the most part, you're not going to. Yeah, that was the turtle game. Yeah,
I own it somewhere in this house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awful.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Other Strangeness.
Yeah.
It was fucking awful.
And that was a board game?
That's a tabletop game. It's like D&D.
Yeah. But I don't think
so. That if we they're... ever do play D&D, can I just make my character a Ninja Turtle? Is that against the rules?
Well, I think technically you could, actually.
You'd have to find a race that was similar to it, yes.
Yeah. But
boom, I want the Ninja Turtle race.
I don't think...
Now I'm excited about it again.
I think the reason why you don't really see that stuff is because the demographic, A, it probably just isn't there, that you don't really see.
But the other thing, too, is there's limitations to the characters.
Exactly. That type of game is very...
Well, you build your own character, you make it your own.
So when you're actually taking a known concept, you can't really alter it that much. You know, so you have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, well, you're stuck with Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael.
But if you're playing offline and it's a story mode thing and there's just lots of things you could do.
Because you could do it any way you want. And it's just rules, essentially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you wanted to make a D&D with turtles, you basically take the basic outline of D&D, and instead of picking a human, an elf, an orc, whatever, you say you have the turtles, or you have a mutant turtle, or you have a Casey Jones.
A robot.
Shellhead. You know, like, there's the problem with that is... your limitations to what you want to add to it. So do you want to keep them the way they are? Like, oh, I'm going to slice up a Mauser, you know?
You take away half the fun
of
what...
I get that on the board game side, but I mean, like, on, like, to make, like, more of the video game style. I would think, like, it would be a cool...
Money, time, and your audience.
Yeah.
So what do you love about Skyrim?
I don't even know why I like it, honestly.
It's adventures. It's different, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why
I like being able to just do my own thing on it. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I always like the Rockstar games, like the open world games, like Red Dead.
You had the main storyline, but you could also wander off
do
over
other
here
shit.
And
I can get really good at this, you know, and stuff.
So you're
that's
looking
why, like,
for you're looking for an open world version of like, the turtles, which would be kind of cool. I think
you could do it,
but
time and money. You have to sink a shit ton of money into it because it's licensing.
Right.
And if you didn't make that money back, everybody who worked on that, anybody who thought of it, fucking fired. So it's a big risk. But when you're making something like Red Dead with 13 people, you know, and look what happened to them. Like, Rockstar became one of the biggest fucking companies in the world, mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto. You know what I mean? Like, it just happens. But it was a really big risk to make that. Because even Grand Theft Auto 3, which is like the biggest, like, that's where kind of like that kind of all blew up from, was open world enough, like, you, because it was open world, you can do whatever you want, and there was the missions, the story missions, but you were limited to what your character could do, which is basically just find guns and shoot things.
Yeah.
Plus, but when you add in those other things, it just makes the game more complicated. And the reason people like Grand Theft Auto, and the reason, like, things like Grand Theft Auto of San Andreas kind of like shooed people away, it's because of that in depth, that having to eat and exercise and things like that.
Yeah, those parts suck.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do. People just want to sit down and play a game.
It started to feel like, when I play a game like that, it feels more like Sims, you know?
Yeah, which is something super lame.
Yeah.
Except for the people who love it because that's what they love.
Yeah.
But you don't have. You don't sell.
Yeah, that's
you
a
don't,
good point, because I don't. You don't have to in Skyrim. You don't have to like eat or go to, like, there's a sleep mode, but it just gives you like a fresh refreshment bonus.
Yeah, and like,
you heal.
Yeah,
and,
you need to wait for a certain time of day. Yeah.
That part fucking bugs the shit out of me too. I don't understand why I still in Skyrim have to wait. Like, if I get to a town and it's like 2 a.m., I can't do anything.
It's all story driven.
Yeah, I know, but like, time frame doesn't matter. Let me in the fucking door and let me buy my shit. And
it's werewolf. You don't want to open at fucking 2 a.m.?
That's right, yeah, because actually they changed your instances, like in encounters that you're going to have. I remember playing Morrowind, and you would run into
skeletons
and stuff. Open a door
at night.
Yeah.
There's vampires and werewolves out there, and them motherfuckers run around during night.
Hmm.
This tavern's open during the day. If you're in when it's at nighttime, you're staying in until we open up in the morning.
Yep.
So prepare to get drunk. And but like that's like The Witcher is like super in depth like that too, like just crazy skill trees and upgrading your armor and your weapons because they can break, and your certain spells and how you learn certain skills. Because eventually in Skyrim, you can literally max out all your skills if you put enough hours into it. Like pickpocketing so good, like it's like completely maxed out. You walk somebody, hey buddy, and you steal everything in their pockets.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that guy was so nice. I'm going to go pay my rent. I'm out of money. Like, that dude stole my money. Or, hey, I'm going to fill my house with cabbage, which you can do.
Yeah.
Just find cabbage, bring it back to your house. Full of cabbage. You can get married.
Yep.
Get married in
to
it?
A dude, yep. If you wanted to.
Yep.
Or a chick, if you're either way.
Wasn't that the one you could have kids as well?
No, you can have kids.
Or was that the...
I don't even know if online does that. You can get married and kill your spouse and then get married again.
Yeah.
Super ridiculous.
That's weird.
So those are good, but the thing about it is you don't hear people on a daily basis go, yeah, man, so like in Skyrim last night, you don't hear that. Like on Destiny last night, yeah, you hear that shit. You're on fucking Call of Duty. You know?
Exactly. Presence where you're playing with like other people. Yeah.
And so they try to do that as Elder Scrolls Online. They're still trying to do it. It's just not, it doesn't have the same feel to it because
like,
it's a little too much.
Like my brother-in-law would play Diablo all the time.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. Whichever one the newest one is on the PlayStation.
Diablo 3 or something.
Yeah. And that was all online, right? Like,
oh yeah,
that looked like World of Warcraft when I was watching them play. Like,
it is, but less open.
Less open. Okay.
Yeah.
Like World of Warcraft, the thing that World of Warcraft is,
because I played D&D a long time ago,
pretty to a point, like, for the most part. But it's just like you, like
a long, long time ago. Before I think it was like before I met you guys, even. Yeah, I know. 5 years ago, no, 5-6 years ago.
Nerd.
But I played again. My brother-in-law was playing World of Warcraft. I was like, "That looks cool. I want to play it." So I played it for like a little bit, and it was fun. But then all of a sudden, it was like, "This is way too much shit that goes into this. Like, it takes all the fun out of it. Like, yeah. You have to do so much dumb shit." So I was like, "Well, fuck it," and I never played it again. And then I saw him play Diablo. I was like, "It looks like way too much dumb shit you have to do, and you have to play with people." I was like, "I don't want to play with people. I want to play video games by myself and not be social, you mm-hmm. know, for the reason video games were invented." And so that, I think that again is why I like Skyrim so much. It's like,
it's something you don't have to rely on other people like, so much.
It's like, well, I haven't played it in like a week and a half, but it's not like everyone else around me mm-hmm. is going to be, you know, it's not like
higher
I have
levels
to, yeah.
and better weapons and yeah.
Yeah. So it's at my pace. So it's nice.
You'd probably like,
because that's one of the things that really pissed me off when I was playing World of Warcraft is like I set it down for like a week because I had to go out of town, and I come back and all like the group that I was like running with mm-hmm. were like so far advanced because I was like, well, I'm not gonna play for fucking 12 hours a day,
right?
Like, I'm not gonna do anything for 12 hours a day,
yeah,
at all. Maybe sit, like that's the only thing. But all those fucking super nerds, and then you're on like their schedule. So it's like every week I had to find like a new group of people to play games with. I was all like, eh.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was awful.
You might like Mass Effect because it's a lot. It's basically a future version of Morrowind.
Okay.
Or Skyrim, sorry.
Not as open though.
But it's still pretty open.
Yeah, not
bad. And also, Borderlands. Borderlands is open world. Borderlands is fun.
Borderlands is amazing.
Yeah. But you can also play with, obviously, more than yourself.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
damn. Up
yeah,
to four
the,
people.
The big thing with Borderlands is it's funner with friends because it gets a little more chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can literally play the entire game by yourself without any issues
yeah.
whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's... D&D is what everyone thinks the tabletop games are, but tabletop games are ridiculous. There's so many out there. Like, mm-hmm. every year is more and more that come out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just ridiculous.
Well, the Will Wheaton has that show Tabletop.
Yeah.
That goes Geek
& Sundry has a game as a show called Tabletop, but yes. It started there first, but it's okay.
Yeah, but Will Wheaton hosts it. That's what I mean.
But yeah, they play every week, they play a different tabletop game.
Yeah.
So you choose, and then like the thing is, every week they show it on the web, but all week long before that, they play different ones to figure out which ones they want to play, they go, and their videos are like 4 hours long, and they don't even finish a game.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything in 4 hours.
They have some weird ones too.
Yeah, they play like all, and they take fan submissions and all sorts of creepy shit.
Yeah. Then you have the different card games like Munchkin and
yeah, which are more borderline like card battle games, but RPG style.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all sorts of crazy shit.
So pick one. We'll play one.
So Mike. What came first, fantasy baseball or D&D?
D&D.
Okay, so some baseball fan who liked D&D basically invented fantasy baseball?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
Those people are nerds. As much as they don't want to admit,
Dungeons and Dragons,
they're fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Basically,
it is. I can't do fantasy sports. And I'm a huge sports guy. Like I love sports. Mm-hmm. And all of my friends that like sports, not you guys, all the other ones that are into sports, they all try to get me to play it. I'm like, no, I try to play fantasy football once, and I was like, oh, nope, not doing this ever again.
I did a couple, like back when it first came out, I did a couple of seasons.
But baseball was like football. The first one that started, right? Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Then I did fantasy hockey for a little while, and yeah, eventually it was just like, I just wasn't good at it, so I wasn't having fun. But B, yeah, you had those people that were like so diehard into it that, you know, they were balls deep in the fucking stats and stuff.
How many do you guys know how many leagues Taj is in?
No.
Dave used to be like in six.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
He had the Best Buy one, he had the Penske one, he had the family one, and oh god, yeah.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask Taj real quick live on the air.
How,
not over the phone, but how many
baseballs?
Fantasy.
I would think baseball would lead itself to be more, not fun, but like more interactive because you have to like update every day.
Oh.
Every day?
That's the problem though, is that you would have all those can be updated every day. I mean, football worked from week to week.
Right.
Goddamn coffee.
Taj is in two.
That seems like too many.
Seems like too many.
To me. Two? Personally. You know what I don't like about it mainly is it takes away fandom. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't. Well, like, football is the most popular sport in the country right now, and it's because of gambling, aka fantasy football.
Yeah.
Football lends itself easier to fantasy.
Yeah, so it's like these Dave's people in are three. Into it. Oh, it's too many. People are into it, but they don't have to work really hard for it. You know what I mean? And so, that's why football is the most popular sport. But I've seen so much of over the years that it's become more about fantasy to fans than it is like rooting for your team or rooting for like a team you,
I know,
you think are put together. Because like the last home game for the Cardinals, the dude behind me was like in a Cardinals jersey in the Cardinals stadium, and he was like, oh, man, I hope the Cardinals win. I hope the Cardinals win. He's like, I really hope Todd Gurley gets a couple touchdowns for the Rams, but I really hope the Cardinals win. I'm like, the fuck? And Todd Gurley got a touch or, like, broke off a big run, and it basically iced the Cardinals from winning it, and he was clapping. And I got so fucking mad at him. I was like, you're in a Cardinals jersey at the Cardinals stadium, and you're just cheering for the other guy because of your nerd-ass stupid game that you play.
Yep.
So that's a prime example of why I hate fantasy, because I like sports more than I like those games.
I would say there's that, and then there's the fact that the actual sports channels, the news channels, have started to do the fantasy stuff.
Well, they did it in response, yeah.
No, they did it in response, but that's the.
But it was like a chicken and the egg thing. Like it just.
Yeah, and so they start focusing
building
more
up on each other.
Dude,
I don't watch ESPN anymore. Like I try to avoid it as much as I can, but I still follow all their people on Twitter. And like during like Saturday night when they start pumping out when they start pumping out like the game articles and stuff, there's more articles about like stardom sit 'em than there is about like who's healthy, who's gonna play, what's the game plan for this team, who needs a win, you know what I mean? Like, there's more articles about fantasy than there is about the actual sport that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's super annoying.
And that's where, yeah, that's where it started losing me.
So I blame Dungeons and Dragons for fantasy sports. So now I hate it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where it came from, sir.
Yep.
Except for it's for, you know, people who, Dungeons and Dragons, you nerd. How many fantasy leagues are you in? Oh, I got 5.
But it's sports. It's not nerdy stuff.
Yeah. Do you play the sports, sir? No, you don't? And so you fantasize about running a team of fictional people.
And then you keep track of their scores. With points. And then you find out who wins through a leaderboard. Yeah, no, that's not nerdy at all. Not at all.
Yeah. You come up with fake names.
So this is the point, sports fans, is if you play any type of fantasy, you're a fucking nerd too.
Yeah, you're just a sports nerd.
You're a big dumb nerd.
Yeah, you pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you that most of them can sit there and rattle off like the previous stats of the player in previous years. That's pretty fucking nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of stats.
You're a sports nerd.
Though. I am. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's collectibles. Oh, weird. It's so strange.
Right?
Skyrim, what do you get? Oh, you get collectibles. Huh. That's strange. So weird to me. There's what's that thing? Trading cards? They have those too? Oh, that's so weird. Yep. What's in the back of the trading cards again?
See, what's funny is I didn't realize when I was growing up, I collected. I wasn't into baseball so much when I was a kid, mainly because I had like no way of watching it, and then no one in my house was into it, so I didn't get any of it. But basketball, I was obviously way into basketball, and I collected basketball cards. And it didn't dawn on me till later on that the only reason basketball cards were around was for fantasy stuff, basically. Like, all the stat lines in the back and, you know, what they did, how many minutes. I was all like, oh. Like, I just thought it was cool because I know, like, who the really good players were, you know? Like, I had memorized,
Did you ever build, like, a roster of your favorite team, of your favorite people on one team? Like, you built, like, I took Magic Johnson and I took this person from different teams. You make this is my dream team.
I actually did.
You nerd.
I totally did. I had because I organized them by team, so I kept all
the Bulls together, all the Suns Bulls, together.
All the Suns,
but did you ever
like
go?
That.
Would it be awesome?
But
if
I did actually have
dream team
have a my favorite card of each team in a separate binder. So that's like.
That's pretty.
You had a book.
I was playing fantasy sports
that
before.
Held all your stats. I wonder what that's called. Weird.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Yep. I know.
You blame me for being your fucking nerd junkie, huh?
For comics and stuff.
For comics, definitely.
Yeah, well, I think that's still Joe.
And shitty dragon games that I play now.
Shitty? Skyrim's amazing.
Awesome dragon games.
Yeah.
Fucking hate dragons, though. That's why I love this game so much, because I could kill them all.
That's right.
100 times better than Dragon Slayer. Piece of shit movie.
You know Dragon Slayer's in it, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. So, many moons ago, I thought of a perfect idea. Speaking of a licensed property you could take and make into an RPG that would just blow the doors off of everything, and it was Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, I know. I'm going to bring up anime, because that wall is half filled with anime.
This is where I check out of the conversation.
So Dragon Ball Z lends itself so well, because you asked, like, what property would lend itself well to, like, that. It would be Dragon Ball Z.
Why? I know nothing about Dragon Ball Z.
So you have multiple characters.
Weird fight scenes.
You have multiple characters that have different power levels and different skills.
Okay.
And you fight against different enemies that have different power levels and different skills. Build the best team, work together, and gain experience to gain better skills and better power levels to defeat those better enemies. Yep. That game would be amazing. And you could play through all three iterations of Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball GT.
It's a
Even though
video
GT
game, right?
was awful. Yeah. Not a tabletop. That'd be fucking boring as shit.
Yeah.
fight, fight. Imagine, I'm going to punch you. Yeah, no.
I'm going to get drunk.
And I roll grunt for 3 hours.
That would be the best part, is you would skip all the garbage shit that fucking filler episodes of Dragon Ball Z had. Like when Vegeta and Goku went and got their driver's license. That's a real thing.
That was a thing?
That's yeah. a thing. But I'd leave in all the creepy child nudity, though, because that made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Goku and his little baby used to run around naked with his junk hanging out.
Yeah.
And then Bulma used to show her panties off to get things
Master
done.
Master Yoshi and stuff, yeah.
Not Master Yoshi.
Yoshi. Master creepy. Yoshi was in it?
Master Yoshi.
Master Yoshi.
Not Yoshi.
Who wore turtle shell.
It was basically Yoshi with a goatee? Like, was that...
No. He wore a turtle shell.
But he had a goatee.
Seems like a ripoff. Now I hate this game
even though
more.
It was out first.
Nope.
I
knew one before. Thing before.
You know, she's actually a very popular name in the Japans. I had a friend in college who was a foreign exchange student, which I didn't realize until college that actually happened. In college, I always thought it was high school because that's what you see in the movies. But his name was Yoshi. He was dope. He was awesome. He wanted to be on the radio, which I thought was really bizarre.
I had a foreign exchange student live at my house once.
In Yuma?
Really? Yeah.
What poor bastard got to go to Yuma to be a foreign exchange student?
It was, I don't know where he was from. I can't remember.
Siberia? Because that might be better.
It was my Uncle Ronnie that switched.
Ronnie went over there and some dude came over here?
Yeah. I can't remember.
That guy got the shaft. You know that, right? Well, unless Ronnie went to like...
I think it was like New Mexico or something.
So New Mexico?
Yeah.
That's not foreign exchange. That's in this country.
Or no.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah.
No, not, that would not just be New Mexico. I think it was Mexico City.
Oh.
Oh, so he's like feeling at home.
Yeah.
But with more prejudice.
Yeah, more.
Less drugs.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
Super nice, though. I remember. I forgot about that guy.
Well, that's why he was a foreign exchange student. They don't let the bad ones come over here.
Ronnie was an ass. There's no way.
That's why they sent him that way. You go we get the way. Good ones. We send the bad ones.
I think. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in Mexico.
Mexico's kind of big.
I know. I could text a number of people and find out, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, of course you're not.
I'm just going to forever leave it be a mystery.
It was another country or another state. Not really too sure which one.
It was
one.
Definitely another country. I don't know why I said New Mexico. I meant Mexico City.
But are you still playing your stupid basketball game?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now because you're talking about anime, and I'm like, fuck that shit.
I listen to your sports garbage, you nerd.
Well, Joe's into sports, so.
I am into sports.
And my whole thing was about a video game, not just anime.
I know, I was just messing with you.
But it'd be amazing.
Just pressing buttons.
Because you could fight through the tournaments and play through the story, and then you could make it open world. You can go around and just beat up dinosaurs
and
other bad guys.
What I always wanted was dinosaurs a level... game, level style game, but
level style game.
Well, like where you had to like beat certain levels, but I wanted it to turn in to like Mortal Kombat, basically. Like if you had Mortal Kombat
stages,
but you're able, but it wasn't just fighting; it was like going around like you do in, you know, Red Dead Redemption or like those kind of games where it's like third person. You go around and you do stuff. And then, like, you could fight Mortal Kombat style.
So you want, like, the Pokemon games where you could wander around and do your thing.
Mortal Kombat did that.
And when did they do that?
Yeah, didn't they do that?
They had a...
Revelations?
When was that?
A couple years ago. 2 years ago. It was, like, I think it was... So we're on 10 right now, so I think it was, like, 7. I think that's what the version it was. Like, it was a couple versions ago. And you actually got to go around, like, a world map and do an
adventure. Because I thought... What was the superhero game that came out that was... Like Mortal Kombat.
Injustice,
yeah. When Injustice first got announced, I thought that's what I thought it was a like you get to pick a character and go.
Straight Mortal Kombat.
And then I was like, oh yeah, this is exactly Mortal Kombat with superhero characters. Because
they had the Mortal Kombat versus DC, and they're like, you know what, people really like this. Let's
we'll just
do
give
it
them
DC characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was like Mortal Kombat 7. I'm sure someone will yell at me for saying this on here because I'm pretty sure.
But like, what was the premise of the?
It was there was a story mode. Like you were playing through as a character and you're trying to save someone or something or whatever. You're trying to stop Shao Kahn from fucking taking over or whatever it was. And you went to different areas and then you got to a thing and you went into side you know, side view fucking fighting style, just like you would. And Soul Calibur did the same thing.
Really? Yeah. Only Soul Calibur game I ever played, it was straight fighting.
Yeah, no, they did the same, well, the same thing.
It was, did anybody more, do Soul it Soul Calibur good? Was more of a, like, you followed a path, but it was all just fighting. Like,
yeah, you went into one, and then we got there, went,
it was, boom, a, it, was, a, and, it was a map that you just, like, went to the next thing, and then you fought, and then you went to the next thing, and you fought, and that's all, yeah, really.
It's Soul like was. I want to play Mario Brothers, and then at the end of each level, have it turn into Super Smash Brothers. For a minute, and you have to beat someone there.
So, like, when you encounter Bowser as a boss, you play him
Super Smash Bros. Like, that's, that was always the ideal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Mario 64 is the best Mario game ever made.
It is awesome.
Yeah. It's, like, the best Mario game ever, and it'll always be, because they're too fucking cowardice to do it again.
What was that? They did one with the Wii that was pretty good.
Well, there was Super Mario Galaxies and Galaxies 2. That were really fun too, but Galaxies 2 got
now, a there was another, like,
Tom was the one with the waters. Come on, say it. It was one amazing. It was on the GameCube.
Sunshine.
Yes. It was amazing.
Mario Sunshine. It was actually pretty good. Yeah.
I love that game. It was the first divergent away from, like, standard Mario. Like, Super Mario 64 was.
It was still Mario, a platformer. But 360 version of Mario, essentially.
Yeah, the, it was like you,
3D
you,
version.
Yeah,
Mario.
You could go around, but like Sunshine was so it randomly different.
Mechanics that you've never
like,
seen before.
You had a water jet backpack that you could like hover with, and like there's these like ink monsters you would fight. Oh, it was so
and
dope.
Different worlds too. It wasn't you weren't necessarily in the Mushroom Kingdom. You know, you weren't at the different castles and stuff. It was literally a vacation resort that you were at. Yeah.
I love that game.
It was pretty fun. I rented it a lot. I never finished it.
Renting stuff.
Right? Remember renting stuff back? You go down to Blockbuster Video?
I had a
video.
Blockbuster like died out early in Yuma, and Hollywood Videos took over.
Yeah, Hollywood Video destroyed Blockbuster for a long, long time.
And then they eventually just died away too. But Hollywood Video, I would go in there. And I would rent, like, everything for the GameCube. Like, because GameCube was my favorite console. Is still my favorite console to this day. But I would rent, like, Madden 06 literally enough times to pay for it over the course of that year. Like, I could have bought it, like, four times with the many times as I rented it. Yeah. But I rented all kinds of, like, shitty games, too. Like, you remember the Rocky game?
I never played it,
man. Oh, so bad. And then, like, Ready to Rumble was, like, another boxing game that was okay for, like, a minute and then got really fucking boring. Yeah. So much money wasted on renting games instead of just fucking buying them. So dumb.
It's true. But you got to play all those games.
Yeah.
And your parents were okay renting them at a time.
Yeah, but they...
Purchasing
them. Well, that was... No, that was all my money, though, too. That was, like... You know, had a job, had a car, so they ain't giving me money for fucking video games.
Yeah, good old days. Oh, gross.
You're gross.
You're gross. Yeah.
So, yeah, we just talked about a bunch of nerdy games.
Yeah, it's all Mike's fault for being a giant nerd.
Yep.
We tried to stop him, people. To
figure out. How much of a nerd I really am, I guess, really, is what this podcast was about.
So we should find a game. That we can easily play and play it.
Nope.
Cheap.
Easily play.
I'm going to bring in a deck of cards and write stuff on them. It's like, this one's a monster. This one's a squirrel. That was the point of the game, right? Did I miss something?
A lot of something.
Nah, whatever. We'll figure it out later. It's not important.
We'll get it in post.
Yeah.
We'll edit it in.
Edit in post. We don't do a post edit. Did once.
Only
we
once.
We talked about something we weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Well, yeah.
Cody did.
No. It was not me.
All right. I think.
Let's end this.
Nope.
I have to pee so badly right now.
So gross. Badly. What's wrong with you? Another 30 minutes. So, news, huh? I'm just kidding. We can wrap it up. We'll talk about Why Last Man later.
Yep.
We'll probably have more details next week, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe not next week. But
all right. We'll talk about the Daredevil 2 trailer Not,
I mean,
not
teaser, teaser, slideshow, as they should call it.
Next week as well.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a Star Wars trailer next week, too.
Ooh.
Maybe a Jessica Jones trailer.
Ooh. I mean, I can't be less excited about Jessica Jones because you mentioned Star Wars first, but...
I know, I'm just saying.
You kind of...
He's wiggling.
Blew the wad with Star Wars.
Just go. It's fine. It's your pants. All right, fine. That's it for this week, kids. Comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
And I am Cody, and I love making Joe squirm. And as usual, kids, you just came naturally. Bye.
Bye. Oh.